Today's PodTech podcast is Email Spam and Spyware with the CEO of Barracuda Networks, Dean Draco, who's an inventor with dozens of patents, an entrepreneur, and now the chairman and CEO of Barracuda Networks. Dean, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Dean, tell us about spyware and email spam. It's very rapid right now, all over the place. How's it changing? I mean, there are technical issues, and now there's political issues in New York. Now you're seeing legislation. The government's getting involved. I mean, there's a lot of issues. What's your view on what's happening from your background?
Well, we really view – there's really two separate topics, and we view them separately. The first is spam, which is, you know, a lot of people trying to make a little bit of money by sending lots of email to people. And then spyware, which is a little bit more insidious, a little bit more tricky. Sometimes it's a little more commercial, propagated by companies, and sometimes it's just individuals. The spam area changes, but it's not changing nearly as rapidly as the spyware area is. You know, spam is, you know, kind of solidified around 80% of the email that travels the internet is probably spam for most people, and it doesn't seem to be going up much from there.
That's a lot, 80%. That's not, you can't really go much higher, really.
Yeah, that's true. You can't really go much higher. But we haven't seen the level of innovation in spamming is kind of been pretty well exploited. Okay, you know, we'll probably have a few new.
It's a mature industry.
Yes, it's a mature industry. You know, we'll probably see a few new tricks and a few new changes over the next couple of years as people kind of get the last few little tricks out of the biz. But it's a little more consistent. And so the technology that we've developed with the Barracuda Spam Firewall is very effective and can solve the problem for any size company. The spyware area is a little bit newer, and it's only in the last, you know, 2 years that spyware has really started to kind of penetrate and cause a lot of people a lot of problems. And by spyware, we mean spyware, adware, malware, advertisingware.
Stuff that infects your computer that you don't want.
It just, correct.
And screws you up, basically.
Yeah. Anything that you just didn't really think you were getting. And there's no legislation about that, unlike spam, where there's been some legislation passed, but relatively ineffective. All of these problems are highly international. The internet is very international. The internet makes the world a much smaller place. And so it's very easy for someone, you know, from Madagascar to, you know, send email and spyware all over the United States. But there's no law in the United States, and there's no law that you can pass that can actually make that illegal to this guy living in a foreign country. And so legislation, although discussed and often enacted,
is ineffective at this point.
It's been proven ineffective in the spam space where it was enacted. And I think it's a good thing to do because it makes it clear, you know, hey, you are doing something bad, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to stop. The legislation followed by prosecution will probably scare people from actually going and doing it. So it might reduce it, you know, by half because you'll eliminate some of the people in the United States that
are on the fence of doing it and they don't do it.
Right. And so, you know, we should go do the legislation and we should make these things illegal. Spyware is going to be very tricky to define and classify, because some of the, you know, stuff that I may think of spyware, you may download on your computer and agree to some terms and conditions and think it's the greatest piece of software ever. You know, every time I go to try and buy something, it pops up a window with exactly what I want to buy. What a great piece of software. You know, so it's different strokes for different folks. And so, you know, it's going to be hard to say what's exactly illegal. And I'm sure that People will, if legislation, when legislation is enacted, which it hopefully will be, there will be some people who will follow the letter of the law, but yet
it's a technical issue. So what you're saying, I mean, basically, yeah, it's good deterrent, put a little barbed wire up to keep the, you know, non-malicious people from doing malicious things. But at the end of the day, just like spamming was in its early days, you know, people are out there. There's motivation. There's money. There's some, you know, this click fraud. There's pay per click. All this incentive to infect machines. Technically, it just seems like a big challenge. And you've got 16, 17, 19 patents under your belt. You've developed some pretty technical stuff. What's the real technical challenges here? How big is it? Is it a huge problem? Is it
It's huge. The spyware problem is very complicated, very insidious, and it's a constant battle of technology. So, you know, it goes back and forth every week, every hour, every month, you know, as new techniques are developed by the spyware folks. You know, we have to develop new techniques to battle them, keep them out, shut them down, fix the problems. And it's the interesting thing about it is SMTP, which is the primary protocol underneath spam, is a very simple, very basic protocol. And so there's only so much you can do from a spamming point of view to work around it and cause trouble. Spyware travels through the HTTP traffic, through the Internet Explorer.
Just basic, normal Internet traffic. It's like the sky is better.
Yes, and but it is so many more places for possible exploits, so many more tricks to be played, that the battle against spyware is going to be much longer and much harder than the spam battle. It'll be a long time before we see maturity in the industry, so to speak.
So it's a tough problem. So you guys are taking a real aggressive approach. And I spoke with Zach, your CTO, and he talked about the early days of building networks. Same kind of battle with the email spam, you know, some new techniques, there was innovation.
Correct.
So you're saying spyware, I mean, they're already innovative and they have a lot more to do to be innovative. So it's a tough technical battle.
Very tough technical battle to keep. You know, we approach the problem quite a bit differently than many of the other players in the business, in that we stop the spyware at the gateway. So our objective is to keep it out from ever getting into the company, the organization, or even near your computer, and stop before it ever gets there. Whereas a lot of the traditional desktop solutions try and remove it after it's already on your computer, which is too late, because at that point you've entered into a whole zone where you never really know if you got rid of it and whether it's going to come back, as I heard you personally describing a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I had a personal situation and, you know, 10 hours of work of PC forensic, and it was a disaster. Three trips to Best Buy. I can imagine what IT managers go through in a large corporation when someone happens to be, you know, fooling around on the internet. But what you're saying is interesting. So there's really two approaches. There's basically, you know, hit it at the client desktop level with some software, or kind of attack it at the choke point before it even gets into the environment.
Absolutely. That's exactly there are two approaches. Just like in the antivirus world, there's desktop antivirus and there's gateway antivirus. The gateway antivirus is significantly more effective than the desktop antivirus because you don't have to manage it on each of the desktops, and it's one central location. It's the choke point. Excellent term.
Yeah, so I can imagine how expensive it is. Just in lost productivity, I mean, on a personal level, I mean, for me, it's 10 hours, and I can imagine for IT help desks and just people.
IT help desks are, you know, pretty much overwhelmed with spyware issues on a daily basis, you know, trying to solve the problems of their, you know, clients. They typically will have, you know, several spyware infections, you know, per day, depending on how many employees they have.
Well, that's a great segue into our next topic, which is we're going to talk about, you know, how your company came about and some of the early challenges that you guys had in the early days of the spyware and email spam. So thanks a lot for topic one.